Saddle up your horses. Welcome to Kicking It Java Style with Cassie. Thanks a lot, Mr. Augie, for lapping up water while I'm trying to start my podcast. But hey, we're keeping it real, right? It is a beautiful fall morning. However, it was fall back on the time change. Not a fan. Been awake since 5 a.m. Could not figure at all why in the world am I awake at 5 a.m. And then I realized it's my regular 6 a.m. wake up because I'm an early bird. And that's not always the greatest thing on weekends. I try to change that. The most I probably ever sleep in is 7:45, and that is forcing myself with some kind of medication that makes me sleepy, like melatonin or something. But still, I have to be grateful for this new day. I will be signing the petition wherever it is to stop the time change. I don't know if that was a real petition I saw on Facebook or just some hoopla made up stuff like we see sometimes in social media. Speaking of social media, I've already taken a class this morning, so I love it. I love being able to further my training to help do social media promotions and ministry and all that good stuff. It's pretty accessible out there if people want the training. There's not much you can't find on YouTube or Facebook, Instagram. There's all kinds of training out there. I'm actually doing a class right now, getting my life coach certification, and it's through something called Unimi. I don't even know if I'm saying that right, but you can get extremely discounted courses and certifications, which is pretty cool. So we are in November. It's a time of thankfulness. Every day should be a time of thankfulness, but a lot of people are focused on that. And I am so thankful for my family and my friends. Last night, my friend came over and she She hung up the white, kind of like Christmas lights, the white ones or clear ones in my carport. So I'm working on that area, getting it more and more comfortable, cozy, homey, whatever word you want to use, inviting for people to come and enjoy, you know, hanging out. And I have my buddy heater and fire pit and all that. So that's great. Last night I took my fire or my buddy heater with me and went to a fall party. It was supposed to be a costume party. The only adults that were dressed up was the lady hosting it. So I'm glad I didn't dress up in a costume and look like an idiot, but no, they wouldn't have cared. They were having a lot of fun out there and the children were dressed up. So that was pretty cool, but I'm not a fan of Halloween. I really am not. I love the harvest time, but the spooky stuff, I'm out on all that just because there's enough spooky in the world. But you know what? Somebody else likes it. I'm not going to put judgment on them or preach at them for it. So I went out and enjoyed a great time with great people, great company. There was, you know, a lot of kids running around having a great time. We started getting rained on, so the buddy heater came in handy when we got a little cold. I had to wait till it started. I was talking to my daughter this morning, and we can really get too centered in on our self-image as far as like our physical body. And instead of focusing on our image inside and who we are and being happy with ourselves, we get obsessed with being overweight, not being fit enough. I don't like my nose. So maybe it's a part of your body that you obsess over. And we forget to look on the inside and recognize who we are, who our character is, and focus on the things that are the most important in life. I believe if we are whole on the inside, the rest of that will just come together. We'll not care about our nose being a little crooked or even with the weight loss. I think that we will naturally just begin to you know, be healthy and make healthier choices, and we'll lose weight if we work on our self-image first. And, you know, sometimes it's hard to do that, especially if you're not around people who are positive and encouraging. So my first thought here is make sure that your inner circle are encouragers, that they lift each other up and they don't put each other down, and that you're surrounded by people that have a good self-image in the first place. And self-image, I don't know, sometimes I'm not sure that that's even a right word, but you can spiritualize it or you can do in the natural. The image that Christ has for us is where our true image should come from. So maybe it should be a Christ image. If we get in there and we read the word and we pray and we talk to God like he's our best friend, we'll start realizing how much he loves us right where we're at. God gave his only son to die on a cross for us in the condition of our worst sin ever. So he doesn't care about our crooked nose or our weight. He cares about our souls, our spirit. And when we, you know, embrace that love and we understand how much he loved us and still loves us, you know, all the rest of it will come into play. Right now, people are getting into the holidays and there's so much sugar around and there's all these temptations to overeat. And then January 1st, everybody's on this mad rush of let's get healthy and let's do this and let's do that to work out and eat better. And you know what? That's not how it works. We don't get to do crap all year long and do, you know, like, well, maybe 3 months, the first 3 months, focus on being better. And then the rest of the 9 months, you know, eat like crap and treat our bodies bad and make bad decisions for ourselves. It really needs to be a daily choice. And I am so guilty of all those things. I found my 2018 goals and I looked at them. I found my emotional and spiritual goals. And then I found my like bucket list. I have not hardly accomplished any of them. I mean, I have done some of my emotional and spiritual ones, but my, you know, going on hikes and doing new things, I have not done a lot of that because I've gotten so focused with work and the things around me that I haven't really taken time to just enjoy life. So my encouragement is to myself and to you is stop today somewhere and enjoy life. I have a friend and I've been watching her on social media. And she's became a new full-time mom to boys. She never had boys before. And she has been doing something really amazing. And I admire her and kind of envious a little bit. But she's been going to old abandoned houses and doing YouTube videos with the boys and exploring them. Now, I continually have dreams of doing these things in life, like exploring old empty houses in their attics and in the rooms and discovering treasures left behind. And now to watch somebody actually doing what I've dreamed about in literal dreams for years, I think mine also has something to do with spiritual things. I think it represents, you know, bringing out the treasures in people's lives when they think their lives have been abandoned. But at the same time, watching her take time to enjoy nature, go on walks, go into these abandoned homes and do something that makes her feel better is an inspiration to me. So I'm just encouraging you, if it's taking pictures of fall trees or just sitting by a running, you know, creek or going fishing and throwing your pole out, do something for yourself. Pause, because this time of year gets really insanely crazy. So I really just kind of did this recording today, not because I had a main focus, but because I wanted to try out the new system that I'm using. I'm actually still using Anchor, but I did it on my computer today instead of on my phone, and I'm using my speaker that Inspirational Country Radio donated to me when I was doing DJ work. So I wanted to see how it worked with Anchor. I also got to upload the intro song, which I'm not really sure how to make it fade out so it's not just a, you know, blunt cutoff, but I got to include the Great Adventure, the intro to that is on my Kicking It Java Style video programs. So I'm excited that I figured that out here on the computer. And I'm going to go ahead and add that to the end of this podcast so you can hear the whole song. This was covered by Carol Hogner, and she is my adoptive mom, known as Mama Jo. You guys can find out more about her at carolhogner.com. You will love her voice. She's a lot of fun. It's a long song, but it's fun, so enjoy it. And if you want to learn more about, you know, what I do and where I'm at and what all is going on in my life, you can go to dreamcatcher320.com and go ahead and go on over there and subscribe to my blog. I would love for you to follow that. There's all kinds of things. There's recipes, interviews, inspirational messages, and all kinds of stuff. God bless y'all, and thanks for listening in. Saddle up your horses.
Oh, The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.